Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
불의의 사고로 희생되신 분들의
I offer my deepest condolences to those who tragically lost their lives. I also feel deeply sorry, would want to comfort the families who are left behind. As the acting head of government responsible for the safety and lives of our residents, I feel an indescribable sorrow and profound regret. South Korea's acting president Choi Sun-mok on Sunday declared the area of a deadly plane crash a special disaster zone. The deadliest air accident ever in South Korea killed 179 people when an airliner belly landed and skidded off the end of a runway at Muan International Airport. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
We don't yet have the details, but the video that has emerged is quite disturbing. It appears to show the plane failing to deploy its landing gear as it travels at a very high rate of speed down the runway at this small airport in southern South Korea before crashing into a fence at the end of the runway and exploding in a ball of flames. Investigators have not said what caused this incident. They're looking into the possibility of poor weather conditions, also the possibility of a bird strike that may have decapacitated the landing gear. At this point, media reports indicate that only two people were pulled from that plane alive. A terrible tragedy for a country already experiencing lots of political turmoil in recent weeks. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev said on Sunday that a passenger plane that crashed last week, killing 38 people, had been damaged by accidental shooting from the ground in Russia, adding that some in Russia had lied about the cause of the disaster. Aliyev said he wanted Russia to accept it was guilty of downing the plane and to punish those responsible. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Aliyev held another phone call on Sunday, the Kremlin said. It gave no details, but on Saturday it said that both civilian and military specialists were being questioned about what had taken place. This is VOA News. A fourth infant has died of hypothermia in the Gaza Strip, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced by nearly 15 months of war are huddled in tents as winter arrives. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
Outside Al-Aqsa Hospital in the Gaza Strip, friends and family gather around the body of a baby. 20-day-old Joma died from hypothermia. His father, Yahya Al-Batran, said it was impossible to stay warm because the family lives in a tent where temperatures regularly drop below 50 degrees Fahrenheit or 10 degrees Celsius at night. We are eight people and we only have four blankets, he said. Al-Batran said he woke early Sunday to find his baby's head cold as ice. Now, in the depths of winter, Gazans face another threat. According to local health officials, at least three other babies have died from the cold in recent weeks. I'm Naeon Kim.
Billionaire Elon Musk drew criticism from German politicians from the government and opposition on Sunday for an opinion piece he wrote backing the right-wing Alternative for Germany, or AfD, which they deemed intrusive outside influence. In response to the publication of his commentary, the editor of the newspaper's opinion section said on X that she had resigned. The paper's editor-in-chief defended the decision, saying that democracy and journalism thrive on freedom of opinion, including polarizing positions. The support of the AfD from Musk, who is set to serve U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's administration as an outside advisor, comes as Germans are set to vote on February 23rd after a coalition government led by Chancellor Olaf Scholz collapsed. French authorities say at least three migrants have died while attempting to cross the English Channel to Britain from northern France. Rescuers aided 45 people stranded in the water and on the beach during the chaotic crossing near Saint-Gat, with four hospitalized. Flore Judet, a participant in a Utopia 56 coastal patrol, says they need safe passage routes. Today it is the living conditions of people at the border that push them to leave in this way. If we don't come up with real safe passage routes and try to improve decent reception conditions here at the border in France and in Europe, that's going to lead to deaths. This incident highlights a recent surge in crossing attempts and adds to 2024's grim record of 76 deaths as one of the deadliest years for channel crossings. Egyptian authorities say one tourist was killed and another was injured in a shark attack in the country's Marsa Alam resort. There are sharks in the Red Sea, but encounters with them are relatively rare. Officials said the attack occurred in deep water outside the designated swimming zone near the jetties in northern Marsa Alam, adding that swimming out from the jetties was prohibited and the jetties would be closed for 2 days from Monday. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.